Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. As we move forward now to week 13, and December is here all of a sudden. We're still out by the pools here at Everbank. That's not a bad thing at all. The Jags will be on the road this week against the Tennessee Titans, looking for a little more balance on the offensive side. Only 13 called running plays in that game. Gus Bradley said yesterday that more balance would help Blake and help this offense a little more. How do you find it?
Yeah, I guess I'm not quite as passionate about give the ball to Yeldon, give the ball to Yeldon. I think he needs more touches. On the other hand, between the 20s the other day, the offense was working. And it was really the fact that he didn't get touches inside the red zone that I think there just needs to be maybe a little more commitment. And maybe instead of having Blake with a run-pass option a couple of times, say, we're going to give the ball to Yeldon if that's what you believe in. But, I don't know. The offense really moved, except when it was between the 20s.
Well, I believe in giving Yeldon the ball more, and here's why. Play action. You know, I mean, Bortles was able early in the season when Yeldon was rolling to execute that play action. He does a nice job with the fake. And when he drops back, he gets a deep drop. And because of his mobility and because of what the defense is doing reacting to the run, I think it gives the Jaguars an advantage. So for the sake of play action, I would like to see more touches in the hands of Yeldon.
Sometimes in a game, it just gets away from you a little bit. They had a good run early the other day, and then there was a stretch in the first half where it was like 6 of 8, and it just felt like maybe they lost a little faith in it, maybe a more concerted effort to keep that faith.
Well, they lost a little patience, too. I mean, down 21-9 at the half, you come out against Phillip Rivers, you realize you've got to score. And so the running game tends to go off to the sides. You know, Gus and Blake have both used the word situational football.
Right.
And in this case, situational football dictated that you throw to catch up.
We go from balance to talking about the quarterback getting close to franchise records in a number of areas. He's got a chance at the yardage single season record. He's got to have some big games down the stretch to do that. A touchdown away from tying the franchise record for single season touchdown passes.
Well, attempts and completions, too. I mean, all of that is in his grasp. And I think the reason that it's worth noting is that, you know, people are pointing out the faults from Sunday.
Sure.
They're pointing out the fact that this offense has slowed down in the red zone, right? And it has, and that's got to change. But still, when you look at the big picture, I mean, the numbers, and we could go through them all. This is an offense that has a chance to set a lot of passing records in franchise history.
The big picture is it was here last year. How far down can I go?
Let's try.
Right. So, up and at them. And now they're here. And they're doing the things that a young offense, he's doing the thing that you expect from a young quarterback. And it's not closing yet. And that's frustrating people. But when you look at the overarching career tract of this guy, it's way, way up. He's got to clean stuff up in the red zone because it's hurting. But I'm a big picture guy, and so are you. If you look at the health of this franchise, if you believe in this guy, it's absolutely a positive.
JP, we may have done a disservice to the growth of the franchise by getting so into the talk about the playoffs and about the division title because we took people's attention away from where it was supposed to be heading and talked about where it looked like it was heading. And it's heading right where it's supposed to be heading. This is a young quarterback who is improving with his receivers. And I mean, we're still talking about the Allens. We haven't mentioned Marquise or Rashad. We can talk about Julius this week. No. It's where it's supposed to be heading. It's just not where a lot of people want it to be at this moment.
John, you're a big proponent of pass rush late in games, and that's how you kind of win games and get to the next step as an organization. Well, it looks like that's not going to happen.
Right.
Of course, we've said that throughout the year. So guess what? It's up to the secondary now to kind of hold down the fort in the back end the rest of the season. House, Cyprian, Gratz, Colvin, we're looking at those guys now down the stretch.
Yeah, and I don't know if that happens, frankly. I'm not trying to throw water on the idea, but the pass rush has to get home or the defensive backs are always going to struggle. That's what, you know, yeah, those guys can play better. But I just think the reality is until you get guys on the field who can win in the fourth quarter, win when you're trying to put a team away and win up front, I think the secondary has a tough time. I think it's hard to judge secondary if you're not getting home in the pass rush.
Well, and they're not going to get home in the pass rush this year.
Right.
It's not there. And I understand what John's saying, and that is that the rules are set up for the receivers to have the advantage on the cornerbacks, the bump and run rules, the holding rules and all of that. But they can be more opportunistic.
Absolutely.
You know, they can jump in front of a route and grab a ball. They can tip a pass and a safety can come over the top like Cam Chancellor did at the end of that game in Seattle the other night. I mean, that's where this secondary can come up with some picks like Devon House did in Baltimore. Grab some of those. They're going to need more from the secondary because that pass rush just isn't there.
Jags are headed to Music City, USA for Week 13 against the Tennessee Titans. And that's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.